Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. We are going to work it out on today, my darlings. We are going to get on down with it. We're going to bebop, it's going to get funky, and we got a little classical, and we got some instrumental music. Honey, we're going to do it all on today. Broadcast live from the Windy City, baby. Yeah, and it's windy on today. We got a little no flurries outside, but that's all right. All the sunshine is all up in here, up in here. It is January 25th, 2023, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Budhari. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver, my darlings. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Just the door and keep on walking. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Do it. Lift it all up in here, up in here. I want y'all to do me a little favor before I get into the mail sack with independent artist Joey Cavalera and artist Leroy Solomon and independent artist Phoenix going to get on down with it. But it is what it is, what it is, what it is. While you're on Facebook, use keywords, Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, y'all. Come on, work it, engineer. Come on with it. All right. Yes, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed, heard all over the world. Listen, this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. As you know, it's not pre-recorded. So listen, when the music is being played, I'm sending out your Spotify links to different individuals on Twitter and other social media handles. You know, I enjoy working with independent artists and creating new opportunities for independent artists. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to shop with Fierce at Boost Mobile. You can now shop at Boost Mobile and do what? Save money. It's all about saving money, my darlings. So listen, there is a link on the bio on this page for this show. You can save by getting your first month with Boost Mobile, $12.50. When you use the link on the show, you can shop with Fierce, shop the Roadway with Fierce at Boost Mobile. And your first month is only $12.50. You can get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You know what I'm saying. With $12.50, you can't do that nowhere up in here. So listen, let's get on down with the music. This is hot. Y'all gonna love this. This is Top Gun. It is instrumental, and it is by independent artist Joey Cavalieri. I want y'all to check this out. Listen, He's 15 years old, y'all. Check it out. 15 years old, saxophonist, working on his first jazz album called Legacy with jazz musicians like Choco Valdez, yes, 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 and so many more. This is the first cover he released as he fell in love with the movie Top Gun called I Ain't Worried and decided he wanted to do a cover. I ain't worried. Don't be worried. What y'all worried about? Stop being worried, y'all. Come on up in here. Y'all check this out. Y'all know what? Playing a sax like that, I sure enough ain't worried. Oh, my God. Independent artist Joy Cavalier. His last name is spelled C-A-L-C-A-L-V-E-I-R-O. Now, listen, 15 years old, I can't do nothing but look at a saxophone or any other instrument. Good God from Zion. Now, y'all know what? He's 15. He is 15. Can you imagine what he's going to be doing at 17? Not even 17, 16. Yeah, that's what I'm saying up in here. Listen, listen, if you go over to YouTube, let me see where it is up in here. Go over to YouTube. All you have to do is Google his name, and you'll see the video, which is phenomenal. I ain't worried. I know he ain't worried. I ain't worried either. Listen, y'all, I'm going to just tell y'all the God heaven truth. Now, listen, Mama is 60 years old, and I'm telling you, I love this show. I love doing the Fierce Female Network. I love being the owner of the Fierce Female Network because y'all know what? I get encouraged every single day by everybody that comes across the Fierce Female Network, just like Joey. You tell, well, he ain't got nothing to worry. I ain't got nothing to worry about either. Because y'all know what? I love music. Even though I can't sing, I can't play no instrument, I love doing what I do, and that's pushing other people that can sing and can play instruments. I ain't worried. Oh, my God. You know, that's the perfect song for him to come out with. You got to love the Lord today, Jesus. Now, y'all know Mommy's just flapping her gums, but I'm serious. This video, y'all go on YouTube. Listen. I am telling you, put this on your list today. If you ain't rolled out of bed yet, you know, some people don't roll out of bed till 6 o'clock in the evening. I don't know what's the problem. They still be sucking on chicken wings and chicken bones. Now, listen, when you roll out of your bed today, I want you to go to YouTube, okay? Because y'all know people look at videos all day anyway on YouTube, Instagram, and everything. Listen, I want y'all to check out Joey. Mr. Joey. I'm calling him Mr. Joey. So all you got to do is Google on YouTube. you know, do a search for J-O-E-Y, Joey. Last name is C-A-L-V-E-I-R-O. Or you can just, you know, Google I Ain't Worried. That's the cover song. But I prefer that you look up his name. This video is really, really, really nice. This child is so talented. He ain't no child. He's a man. He's a man. He's a 15-year-old man. It's a man's world. You know what I'm saying? So listen, listen, listen. Y'all know my one thing I do know. Mama got a gift to entertain. That one thing I do know. I will keep you laughing from sun up to sundown. You know what I'm saying? Now listen, if you got some worries or some concerns in your life, I'm the one in doubt. I need to get me a line. I need to get me a joke line. I really do. I don't know where that came from. Listen, I need to get me a joke line. You know what I'm saying? Well, people that got problems, because I'm so concerned about people that got problems and issues and anxiety. I really am. So much going on. I need to get me a joke line. People call the 1-800 number and hear the joke of the day. I really do. I don't know where that came from. Maybe God's trying to tell me something. Okay. Maybe God's trying to tell me something. I need to get me a joke line. You can call 1-800-JOKE-TODAY. Okay. And then you get your joke and your day will be all set and ready to go. You'll be laughing on out the door. Some people get out of bed and don't even want to go to work. They hate their job, don't want to go to their job, but they need the money to pay their bills. And some people get their check and they got bills paid and they still won't pay their bills. They pay themselves first and go all around the world and just do whatever they want to do. I tell you, some people ain't got no priorities, ain't got no nothing. So listen, the next song that's coming up is independent artist Leroy. Did y'all hear me up in here? Leroy Solomon. Leroy Solomon. Now let me tell you, he got a funky tune on today. It's bad. It's super hot. Yes, it is. Let me tell you about Solomon. I heard the song. I was like, yeah, I really like that. I enjoy it. I told him, I said, listen, this is a real nice song. I'm telling you something. Now, listen. Listen, artists. Y'all know the music business is tough. It ain't for the weak at heart because you know what? It takes a lot of pushing your music and everything like that. You got to find people. Some people promote the music. They say they promote it. They ain't doing nothing but sitting around eating chicken bones, you know, catfish and hot sauce and everything like that and French fries. You know what I mean? They chewing on pig ears, talking about they promoting their music, and they sitting up in their kitchen and looking around all outside and outdoors, and they ain't doing nothing. You hear what I'm talking about? But listen, around here in this engineer booth, mama is pushing y'all every which way I can. Listen, I'm even looking up under the creepment. I'm looking up under the sidewalks, the concrete, and everything else. See, I'm trying to see if the ants can help me to promote y'all. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, the ants is busy. Did y'all know that ants be busy every single day? You know, you got working. And so if ants is busy working, how come people can't do what they're supposed to do? I don't understand. Let me tell you this. I'm going to play this song about Leroy. I'm still talking about Leroy Solomon. Because he got a bad tune. Yes, he do. Draft Punk. I'm going to play it in 1 second. You know something? I was really brokenhearted. Somebody that I've been knowing for a long time was supposed to do a media kit for me. Now, I'm talking about people working. Because independent artists work very hard for what they do and what they get. I'm telling you, it ain't easy. It is not easy. Y'all know what happened. This is why you got to be careful. Somebody I know, not really know personally, but I've been knowing of him for years, and he been in entertainment 40-plus years. Y'all hear me up in here? 40-plus years. He was supposed to put together a media kit. Yeah, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about you. I know he all over the internet. He lives in everywhere. And I was really, really surprised by this. I ain't going to drop no name because then, you know, we'll start a war online. So, listen, he's supposed to do a media kit for me. Paid the man the money, and he just gave me all kind of excuses. Oh, the baby is crying. I got to feed the baby. I got to do this. I got to do the homework. I'm like, well, gee whiz. I says, you know, I understand you got babies and everything like that, but listen, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, especially when you got the money in your pocket. Now, I done greased your hand. You got the money in your pocket, and you still ain't doing nothing but telling me every day that you got to feed the baby. Okay? So what you're supposed to do is organize yourself. Organize yourself. Feed the baby so the baby be cool. Then you do your work while the baby's being cool. That's simple as that to me. I say, listen here, Joker. Listen here, Joker. Send it back. Send the money back because you ain't doing nothing but sitting there just, you know, trying to grease your pockets and then you ain't doing nothing. So listen, up next is independent artist Leroy Solomon. This is a draft punk check. I'm gonna get it. I love that. Super hot, super hot. I was on the other side sending tweets out in the Spotify link for that song. That is a hot song. I love it. I do. You know, I get my groove on. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we need music like that to bring back nostalgia. You know, anything that helps you feel nostalgic, I love it. And that song makes me feel nostalgic about songs from the past, like the 80s and the 90s. He got a great beat. It's banging. It's super hot all up in here, all up in here. So listen, it is enjoyable. I sent the link out on different social media handles, and it'll be on Instagram later on today. If not later on today, tomorrow, because it takes time to put things together. Y'all understand what I'm saying up in here? Listen, in Phoenix, let me tell you, Rising Phoenix, oh my gosh, it is what it is. Y'all already know I love this song. It is phenomenal. It is what it is. I love it. Because you know what, in life, I told y'all the other day, sometimes, you know, you just can't change. Why you keep sweating and trying to change? You know what? Now, listen, Mama is a licensed life coach, and you know I always got a life lesson. But listen, one thing I cannot stand, I don't know why I'm getting ready to say this, but listen, it's for whoever is listening. Don't try to create illusions of something that is not. That's the worst thing that you can do. That's the worst thing you can do. It's almost like, you know, when we were growing up, when I was growing up, me and my brothers and everything, especially my little brother, we would play cards, build a house of cards, build a deck, a house of cards, you know. Now, the house of cards is an illusion. Now, listen, I'm always giving a story or analogy, and this is the thing. A house of cards is an illusion, right? It looks like a house, right? When you get it all together, if it doesn't fall down, and when you get it all together and it's sitting up there on the table, it looks like a house. But everyone understands, you're looking at it with the human eye, and it looks like a house. But everyone knows and understands it is not a livable house. If you try to do anything with the house of cards, guess what? Everything comes tumbling down. That's the same way with an illusion. When you create an illusion and you tell people different things, that it's this way, it's that way, well, guess what? The card's going to come falling down. It's the same way in life. You can't do that. You cannot use decks of cards, create a house, and tell everybody, look at this great, beautiful house. Oh, it's just so wonderful. And guess what? When you start to try to operate the house like it's really a house, it's coming down, baby, because guess what? It's made of cards, paper. It's not made of brick and mortar. So guess what? It is what it is. Don't try to create an illusion. And I'm getting that from the song, It Is What It Is. All right, y'all know Mama always got, you know, a life lesson. Come on up in here. It is what it is. Y'all check this out up in here.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is, what it is, what it is, yeah.
say, hindsight is 2020. I can't believe I almost took my life in 2021. Lately, I don't feel like being around anyone. Sitting there as a kid wasn't any fun. Wasn't meant to take the same path many run. Look ahead, but remember where I'm coming from. Is it something that I'm running to or running from? Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's said and done, love is what we do in spite of how we feel. Disappeared for a while, took my time to heal. Wish they all could understand, I know they never will. No, they never will. Now I'm back on the grind, trying to make it still. Yes, chase my dreams till I make them real. And whatever doesn't kill me, about to pay my bills, yeah. That's just how I feel. Cause it is what it is, what it is, what it is. Said they sorry, but I choose to forget. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. Died to myself, never learned how to live. Gotta trust, cause I keep moving forward. Diligently seek till I reap my reward. Renewing my mind till it's mine is restored. As I rhyme on these chords, to record out of my
That is, it is what it is. You know, at the end of the song, she says she got to keep moving on. And you know what? That is key, and that is the thing. You got to keep moving on. You know what? Of course, I heard said earlier, I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say this. Y'all know my mom is a licensed life coach, trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Channel 32 News here in the Windy City, Chicago. But she's no longer there. This was years ago when she trained me. I had the pleasure and the privilege of working with such a top-notch professional. Now, listen, she says it is what it is. The thing about it is what it is, and she says you got to keep moving on. A lot of times people suffer, and they're stressed out and all that kind of stuff because they won't move on. They won't move on. They can't get past whatever. We got a lot of life lessons today, don't we? So listen. The thing is this. You got to find your gas pedal to move on and keep going. You know, the longer you stay in that one spot, nothing's going to get better. Think of it this way. The longer you stay in that one position, sometimes you are in a holding position. It's two things that you got to learn in life. God will put you in a holding position until you learn the lesson that you're supposed to learn. And then sometimes, a lot of times, we put ourselves in a holding position and will not move on because we can't get over the fact of whatever it is that happened. And you can't change it, no way. So why don't you keep moving on? Listen. The day gets better and the next day gets better once you learn that you got to keep moving on. That's a life lesson. You got to find something constructive, something positive to help you to move on past whatever has you stuck. And listen, it happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. Things happen and we get stuck and we be like, oh, wow, you know, I can't believe that. But you're not supposed to stay there. You're not supposed to plant a seed in the ground, let the tree grow up, and then you really got a problem. So listen, when you plant a seed in a spot that you're not supposed to be in, and that tree grows up, you got a real issue and you got a real big problem. It's huge. Because I'm telling you, when the palm tree grows up, you got to get your axe and everything else, your buzz saw and everything to try to get that thing down. So listen, it is better. It is better to learn the different tools you need to work with. I'm not trying to counsel, but I guess I am. It's better to learn the different tools that you need to work with to move on and get on past it. You know what I'm saying? You know, use mindfulness, different people that work in therapy, talk therapy, and psychiatry and psychologists, they talk about talk therapy or mindfulness, being mindful. You know, you can be mindful at the moment, but you learn to breathe in and out, you know, practice breathing techniques, meditation. There's a lot of tools that's available. Find something online. Go to Esty. Esty has a lot of great tools. Good gosh, for I'm signing. And Esty is not paying me to say this, okay? Go to Esty. Esty has a lot of different tools that you can use to get past whatever it is you're trying to get past. You can do a search on meditation. You can do a search on positivity or whatever you need to help you get past it. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.